Coastal Daybreak on the Talk Station. What a way to start the day. Here's Ben Ball.
Our next guest is was with us with her first book, Peace Through the Journey, and I want to, and I hope that that if you haven't picked up that, Peace for the Journey, that you'll pick that up along with this newest book called Beyond Cancer Scars. And Elaine Olson joins us now. Good morning, Elaine.
Good morning, Ben. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you back on the show here this morning. And certainly enjoyed meeting you at a conference a couple of years ago when you were there signing some books, too. First of all, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm homeschooling this year, so it's kind of been a crazy start to my year, but I'm doing great.
Oh, you're right in middle first period now.
That's right. They're doing math while I'm on the radio.
Well, let's talk about where did this book start?
Well, in August of 2010, I was diagnosed with invasive ductal carcinoma, which is a common form of breast cancer. And I went through about 6 months of very rigorous treatments, surgeries, chemotherapy, and got to the end of my cancer treatment and sort of cycled out of that. I liken that to coming off the battlefield in many ways. And felt like that while the physical aspect of my cancer had been dealt with by wonderful doctors and a very healing, supportive community, I was left with some emotional scars that there really wasn't a way to treat those. Mm-hmm. And as a part of my healing process, and because of my creativity and bent for writing, I decided that that would be a way that God would allow me to sort of process and work through some of my emotional scars. And that is, in fact, the better part of what the book is now, is to help patients and family members and others who are dealing with suffering issues, in particular cancer, to sort of put words to their stories and work through some of the pain they're dealing with.
This is not a journal. I mean, this
is not. It's not a diary about my cancer. It's not every horror story about my cancer. It's about reaching forth and deep within and trying to mine some of the treasures and some of the peace that has come to me during my cancer season, and being able to help other people put words to their stories and to sort of defeat the silence that sometimes comes after a cancer season.
This is a book that's designed for, I think, more than just the cancer patient, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is. I have a chapter in the book called Everybody Has Something. And your something may not be cancer, but I imagine there are some other tumors and some other unnamed issues that we have in our lives that have caused us suffering. And my goal is to help readers be able to identify what that something is, but to not stay stuck in our issues, but to enter the fray, to kind of jump into the new battle that is waging, which is to mine for hope and for peace and the calm after the storm.
There's again some great messages that are in here, and of course you have relied on scripture and your relationship with Christ to get you through your treatment. But you know, I think about this because I do know people that have had a number of extensive treatments, and they maybe been in the hospital for a long time, and they go home, and all of a sudden they're by themselves. They don't have, they may have complained about the nurse checking in on them every 20 minutes, or about the middle of the night lights coming on, and somebody has to take the blood sample, but then all of a sudden they don't have that attention.
That's right, and that's a really valid wrestling that goes on for a lot of patients who have been under the critical care of doctors and have received a lot of attention from their family and their friends, and it's sort of when you come down off of that and you just are sort of put back into your life, then you have to figure out what to do with it then. And I had a lot of well-meaning people that were there on the front end of my cancer diagnosis and through the battle, but then when it's over, it's kind of like, well, she's done now. Now that cancer's over, let's just move on with it. And and there's not a lot of support there, at least that I have found. Mm-hmm. And so my goal in writing this is to let people know, hey, I've been there, you're not alone, let's hold one another's hands and let's walk through this.
That's why you can make that analogy to coming off the battlefield, the PTSD, the post, any kind of post-trauma is something that we all have to deal with both emotionally as well as physically.
Right.
You've also designed this really that people can study this in groups.
Yes, I have, because I think sometimes survivorship, whether from cancer or for something else, best happens together, collectively, as a group, as we work through our issues. And I have created a free facilitator's guide that can be found at my website for people to download if they want to use the book in a small group setting. And I highly recommend that. I just think there's something to be said for having someone come alongside you that's gone through a similar struggle that you've gone through.
Talking to Elaine Olson, the book is called Beyond Cancer Scars, and the website is also the title of her original book, Peace for the Journey. So peaceforthejourney.com. Is that still the site?
That is still the site. It's a little awkward. It should just be my name. But even if they Googled my name, Elaine Olson, they'll find me. Or if they Googled Beyond Cancer Scars.
And that's Olson, O-L-S-E-N.
E-N. And also available at Amazon and Barnes & Nobles and that sort of venue.
Yeah. Oh, and again, a wonderful work, and we just thank God that you are that your faith has allowed you to write this and has pushed you forward also to write this and share this with others. As you, as one of the notes on the book from Asbury Theological Seminary, J. Ellsworth Callis writes that Elaine Olson doesn't hesitate to bear her scars. She's paid for them and has realized that she must now share the benefits with her fellow pilgrims, and it's a wonderful endeavor to do that. Elaine, thanks for being with us today.
Well, Ben, thanks for having me. God bless you.
And look forward to seeing you and your husband again. Beyond Cancer Scars by Elaine Olson. Again, you can find that at peaceforthejourney.com. peaceforthejourney.com. We'll have more to come in a moment here on Coastal Daybreak on the Talk Station.